Hi everyone, my name is Nina Nesseth and I am the author of Nightmare Fuel, The Science of Horror Films. Now I'll be the first to admit that I am not a horror historian, but I do love talking about horror film history from a psychological or sociological perspective. And the reason for that is most horror films can be taken as a reflection of social anxieties or fears from the time of their making. Now, to be fair, all media is influenced to some degree by the time and social context during which it was filmed. But what's really interesting about horror films is that if we go all the way back to early horror films and hold them up against contemporary horror films, the monster archetypes that we see don't really change. We never stopped pitting people against, you know, ghosts or vampires or demons or werewolves, but the lens through which we understand those monsters changes with time. And this means that even if filmmakers aren't intending to imbue their film with a specific meaning, we can look back at it and pull messages out based on that context. It's why we can look at George A. Romero's 1968 film, The Night of the Living Dead, and pull out a message about race in America. And it's why we can look at more recent films about zombies and see themes about human relationships to technology or to consumerism, themes that wouldn't have been developed in the same way even a few decades ago. Now again, a lot of filmmakers do intentionally use horror films as vehicles for social messaging. But what I think is the most interesting is when you go decade by decade, you start to see a pattern emerging of what sorts of fears and anxieties are occurring and reoccurring with surprising frequency along this timeline of human history.